Let's put this into context. Never in the history of the Republic has a foreign leader ever been invited to address the U.S. Congress for the purpose of condemning the foreign policies of the sitting American president. On Tuesday, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did so with relish. In describing the international effort to preclude Iran from developing nuclear weapons, Mr. Netanyahu said, "It doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb, it paves Iran's path to the bomb." The Israeli leader was rewarded with 24 standing ovations by virtually all of the Republicans and some of the Democrats. Vermont's two senators, Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, were among the 60-some Democrats who decided to boycott the speech. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who was visibly upset throughout the speech, said she was saddened by the insult to the intelligence of the United States. Washington Post political columnist Dana Milbank wrote, "Her agitation was not difficult to comprehend. It's a rare thing for the Congress to declare war, and rarer still to do it at the request of a foreign leader." Of course, the Israeli Prime Minister did not literally declare war on Iran, but for President Barack Obama, that would be the consequence of following Mr. Netanyahu's advice. In defense of the agreement, which is evidently close, the president said, "If we are successful in negotiations, this will be the best possible deal to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Nothing else comes close. Sanctions won't do it, and even military action would not be as successful." Actually, the prime minister didn't say anything he hadn't said before, but he has appeared to fortify opposition to the agreement, both in Washington and Tehran. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says he plans a debate next week on legislation which would make any agreement reached with Iran subject to congressional approval. That could spell its doom. As things currently stand, President Obama has the authority to make such an agreement, although Congress would eventually have to lift some of its Iranian sanctions. In Tehran, there are reports that given the Netanyahu speech and the enthusiastic congressional reaction, Iranian hardliners now argue against any further concessions in the talks on the grounds that President Obama will not be able to deliver on any deal. The deadline for a framework agreement is March 24th, and it's no exaggeration to suggest that if the nuclear deal falls apart at this late date, a major Middle East war to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power becomes the most likely alternative.